CUP Sound Trip.
Yan kayo nakikinig sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama ako si Mark and it is a Friday. Ang oras natin ngayon ay 2:30 ng hapon. At usually, pag mga Friday, meron tayong mga special guests dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. And for today, tayo may makakasama na. Nakasama na natin last year, Maiden, no? So you've had him here twice na. And after a whole year na hindi natin siya makakasama, makakasama na natin siya. So let's all welcome sa DZUP Soundtrip si CD Pascual. Welcome back, CD.
And glad to see you again, Mark, and the rest of this UP. Glad to be back.
Pero yung huli tayo nakita talaga is nung Halalan.
Actually.
Diba? Kasi nag-perform yung UP Lyrica doon nung nag-host yung DZUP noong ating announcement of the results nung Halalan dito sa UP Diliman. Yung nag-perform yung UP Lyrica doon at nag-support, of course, dun si CD. So we haven't heard from you for a long time, a whole year, yeah. Diba? So what's up with CD Pascual?
Oh man. So ayun lang naman, after I graduated mga June, mm-hmm. of course, I went to this existential crisis now. What am I gonna do after I left UP after 7 years? Naisip ko I want to try it out kung handa na ba ako para sa board exam for librarianship. Mm-hmm. Pumasa naman. Uh-huh. And ayun. But at the same time, I know yung pinakita ko last time around sa DZUP and the other events before that. And of course, yung stint ko sa songwriting org na yun, yung UP Lyrica. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, I'm just getting started.
Uh-uh.
Parang ano, yung tipong it comes to a point na somewhere asking me na, are you really serious with this? At that time kasi, parang iniisip ko, technically, yes, but, uh-uh. But knowing me, I do have a tendency to have something to hide. But mm-hmm. now you're hearing this for the first time. I just won't stop. Parang payo ko lang yun sa iba na mga ano. Payo lang yun sa iba na who are going through something in terms of how you want to live your life. You might as well have to. I don't have to take a step back and understand what becomes who you are. Mm-hmm. Tapos naisip ko, parang I feel loosened up. I feel the freedom when I'm doing what I love. Kaya ayun, parang when opportunity knocks, just build a door. Yun yung sabi sa narinig ko dati.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to keep on building doors. Kung walang pintuan na nakabukas, I might as well do it. But at the same time, it doesn't have to come to a point na I have to compromise. Eh. I'm still CD Pascual at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, it's still in there. No.
Yeah.
So for you, it's music. You know? So may masasabi ka ba na may passion ka or libangan aside from music? Not music related or talagang in your whole persona, music is there.
I know when I'm not doing anything, I just read books.
Mm-hmm.
Para ano lang, philosophy, economics, psychology, lalo na psychology. I've been thinking about whatever I notice sa harap ko.
Mm-hmm.
Parang I just won't hesitate to offer what I feel about it. It doesn't have to be correct. It doesn't have to be wrong. Because nasa akin naman yun eh, kung ano yung tama, ano mali eh. Parang ganun. Siguro, hobbies.
Oh, hobbies siguro. Ano pang ibang ginagawa pa? Aside from reading din. Or na-apply mo rin ba sa reading mo? Reading about something else?
Reading the boss. Ewan ko, Mahirap kasi siya explain, lalo na ever since nasira ng laptop ko. Uh-huh. Oh, rest in peace. So, ano, I don't know, lalo na since nasira ni laptop ko, I feel like writing on paper, being one with nature again.
Yeah, connecting with, ano.
Connecting with nature.
Unplugging from, yes, ano, the World Wide Web.
Unplugging. And connecting with nature, unless it's the guitar. Parang basira lang lahat, wag lang to.
Ah, nga, buhay na buhay pa siya. Yun yung ginamit mong guitar, no? Last time.
Yeah. And last time na nandito ako, wala pa siya mga stickers.
Mm-hmm. So do you
have to talk about the stickers?
Pwede naman. So sa ating mga tagapakinig, ano, na nakikinig sa ating radyo sa DZUP 1602 AM o sa online dzup.org, mapapakinggan din tayo at mapapanood ng live sa ating Facebook. Punta kayo sa facebook.com/dzup1602am. Naka-Facebook live tayo. At doon yung makikita si CD at ako. So makita niyo rin yung kanyang gitara. Diyan. Okay, so it's a green guitar with like 4 stickers ba? So would you like to...
1, 2. It's actually 6.
Same. Ah, 6. Okay. So pinaka nakikita ko from here is yung the Rise and Shine square.
I got this from my orgmate.
Uh-huh.
I got this from my orgmate. At saka ano? At saka hindi siya basta-basta nilalagay ko ng mga stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I pick a sticker when I feel something na ano, I feel connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
Rise and Shine is basically a reference dun sa where I am at my best when I write songs. So, ayun. A little secret lang naman. Although it really isn't a big deal for me when I share something. Eh. Kasi I can't say na ako lang naman to.
Mm-hmm.
Na ano. Rise and Shine is basically my mind is at its peak when I just woke up.
Oh, so like, you're a morning person talaga. As in, super, super aga ba to?
No.
Basta nagising ka lang, ganun.
Basta nagising lang ako. Yun, tipong,
yun na yun.
Yes. Yun tipong, di ba, nag-brush, magulo pang buhok ko, bagong gising.
Mm.
Ayun. Tapos, I got this from my org mate.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yung pangalawa sa baba.
If you could yan, see, yung may shoe. Yeah. Tapos, no, sabi, stay on track.
Stay on track. Tapos, yung sa baba, be your own scene.
Yan, be your own scene.
Okay, binili ko siya sa isang art collective during a mental health event.
Mm-hmm.
Na during a mental health event, I think it's from Arteriole, I forgot the name. Marahuyo ang pangalan ng event. Stay on track. So basically, para yun yung aking ano, yun, it consists my philosophies, mm-hmm, current philosophies na if you really want something, siguraduhin mo pa talaga na ito ba talaga yun.
Mm-hmm.
And be your own scene. Okay. So, ito, I think inspired siya by a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro ano, yung be your own scene, it's a message to myself na I wanna be just like this, I wanna be just like this. Yung mga una kong narinig dati, okay lang yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero at the same time, siguraduhin mo muna na you know the picture that you're trying to create.
Mm-mm.
Do you feel involved in it? As in you, as in ikaw talaga. With your own strengths and your own weaknesses, what defines you? Yun, kaya bagay naisip ko, your own scene.
And so more of awareness kung sino ka ba talaga.
Yes.
Alright, so and mayroon of course, pang dalawa dyan. Interesting, black and white stickers na ano ba siya exactly? Ah, tatlo!
Yeah.
So mga anatomy ba yun lahat?
Yes. I bought them from Volsky. Isa siyang ano,
uh-huh,
art collective, I think, na medical, ano siya. Doon siya sa UP Manila eh.
Ah, okay.
Na-meet ko lang sila doon sa isa pang open mic event.
Aha, uh-huh. Volsky.
Volsky. Yun yung spelling niya.
Okay.
Tapos, hindi ko alam bakit Volsky ang pangalan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero anyway, parang I just looked at the concepts. Which is funny. At nagustuhan ko talaga. Which is funny because, coincidentally, nung graduate ako sa LIS, yung track ko kasi is more on the medical.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a I've had some affinity when it comes to health. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Whether if it's physical or mental health, ayun, I connect to it in some ways. At saka, I could have bought all eh. Pero, syempre, may limit naman sa wallet mo. So, sadly, pinili ko lang yung tatlong stickers that I think resonates with how I write.
Mm-hmm. So there's the eyeball, the ear, yung drawing ng outer, inner, and the middle ear. At saka yung
pelvis.
Ayan. So bakit mo pinili yung tatlong parts na yun?
So yung eyeball, it's basically it is what it is. Yun yung nakita mo eh. Mm-hmm. That's what's around you. Or let's just say, kunwari, sadly, may slight impairment ka. Parang it's only a matter of, it's not just what is there eh.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you see it eh. What you actually see in your perspective.
It's what you do with what you see. You know?
Yes.
Okay. So the next is the ear, of course. Made yourself explanatory siya as a musician.
Yeah, absolutely. Although,
So may deeper pa ba siyang ibig sabihin para sa'yo?
Siguro to some extent, yes. Kasi similar din sa eye na ito yung narinig mo pero you hear something else. Tapos yun. And lastly, it's the pelvis. Okay, medyo hindi naman sa nakakatawa pero you get it. Parang pelvis, it's for support. It's the hips eh.
Uh-huh.
It's where the hips are located. Nandun rin yung urinary, excretory, the reproductive system, nandiyan yan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say when I write a song, I don't want to feel like I'm writing para lang may masulat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know if this gives me the feeling of balance.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Gets.
The sense of balance na hindi siya... Sa tingin ko lang, hindi siya yung tipong I don't want to feel like I'm absolutely one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Na I have to filter some things out to ensure that I get to the middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, that's how I often experience reality. Na it's not always in this side, it's not always in this side. You need to ensure na yun nakikita mo, you can still stay in it. And yun, and let's just say how I write my songs, it's almost equivalent to birth. You get the point, di ba?
Inin mo siya. Okay, gets. So speaking of yung pagsusulat, no, syempre tuna tayo sa first song mo. So what's your first song for today?
Okay, so the first song is entitled Telepathy.
So you've heard it here before and we're gonna hear it again. CD Pascual with Telepathy.
Of the world that doesn't sleep, just to keep in touch with you. I'm sorry if that sounded deep. Is it wrong to be tired, zoned out, exhausted? I make the most of our times. With you, seconds aren't wasted. From the Bering Strait to Asia, Austria, Canada, Alaska, no matter how far, you're always in my heart.
Oh darling, oh dearest love. You're the first thought in my days, and the last in my nights. Wherever you are, you're near and never far. Whether fits for Iceland or the temples placed side by side, in every breath and heartbeat your name resonates in every sound. From Hawaii, Guatemala, Africa, India, all the way to Oceania. You're the vapor in the clouds, notes from the tweets of the birds who compose like Bach and Ludwig van. You're the first thought in my days, and the last in my nights. Wherever you are, you're near and never far. Is it true that John lost everything? Ooh, memories and loved ones burned in Mars. Kept looking around on earth, he found someone who shares his thoughts and the soul. Whether fits an angstrom, a meter or a light year, love knows no distance, it adjusts. Paul said it best, I can know everything, but without love. I am nothing. You're the first star. And the last in my nights, you are near, never far.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio tuwing Lunes alas 6 hanggang hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Good morning, sir!
Ma'am, can I take your order po?
Sir, ako na po maglilinis niyan.
Nahatid ko na po si Junior sa school.
Silang madalas na nagpapadali ng ating mga buhay ay sila ring nakakalimutan nating mapasalamatan.
Maraming salamat po!
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have arrived at the library. If you haven't already done so, please stow your baggage in the designated bag racks. Please take your seat and quietly arrange your belongings. If you are seated next to another person, please ensure that your items are organized. We remind you to keep the shelves in order and to minimize noise and conversation. Thank you.
Do your part and help make the library a conducive place to study. A message from DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
DZUP Soundtrip.
So the next song is entitled Speed Limit. And simple message ko lang sa mga nakikinig dito. I know we all have our own ways of explaining our problems. Ang masabi ko lang sa inyo, kaya mo yan. Good, keep going. From a world full of shame that sees fastest as best. Patience will win the day, no matter how great the sky is it fallen. Has hope gone astray? You've gone through so much. You have come this far, but nobody knows how many miles you will have to run. You can run and run, even if there's nothing to be won. Life seems fun, it's easier said than done. Make the most of your heart, make the most of what you have. Make the most of now, even if you can only live once. One could wish that things would be easier, that a road to no zigs and zags is just a straight and breezy path. Up and down, up and down, oh, up and down. Your story's not done, it's a roller coaster ride. It ain't a merry-go-round. You can run and run, even if there's nothing to be won. Life seems fun, it's easier said than done. Make the most of your heart, make the most of what you have. Make the most of now, make every moment count. You only live once. You can only live once. You only live once. As fast as he is, even Barry follows the speed limit. Even he knows there's no shame slowing down.
and taking a rest. Make the most of what you have. Make the most of now. Make every moment count. Just keep going. You can run and run. You can run and run. Run and run. Run and run. Run and run. Thank you.
Alright, that was Speed Limit again by C.D. Pascual. At medyo inspired yata siya nung, if I'm not mistaken, nung ni The Flash. Tama ba?
Yes. Okay. Buti naalala mo pa.
Kasi yung last year din, nung kumanta ka, yung kinanta mo rin yung The Cape na si, ano naman, Clark Kent Superman.
Yeah, that was inspiration. Ano ba? But literally, yeah, literally, most of my songs were inspired by the superheroes that I've been reading when I was a kid. Parang, uh-huh. It's just my way. Hindi naman literally sila yung ano, yung references, like, nagumukhang comic book geek na nga ako. Uh-huh. But I'm not really into those things. It's just that I read them because I connect to mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
Tapos, ano, parang, ano, it's basically metaphors.
Uh-huh.
Parang, back then when I was relatively new into writing these songs, parang I've had a severe creative block, like it's either sobrang iksi or sobrang haba ng kanta ko na parang sometimes I say too much, sometimes napansin naman siguro yun, diba? Sometimes I say too much, sometimes I don't even speak.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, I'm trying to find a spot na kung saan
exacto dun, lang.
Yeah, doon ko talaga naipapakita.
Uh-uh.
Like, sometimes there are things that don't need to be said. Kaya yun, I ended up with, okay, sa bagay, si Clark Kent, he represents this, Barry Allen represents this, ganyan. Mm-hmm. But that's just my perception. Tapos, I'll just let my songs do the talking.
Okay. So, would you say na mas leaning to DC superheroes rather than to Marvel superheroes?
Yeah, yeah. Okay lang sabihin mo ako ng spoiler na Endgame.
Actually, hindi ko pa rin napapanood eh. So, okay lang din. So, hindi mo pa napapanood?
Hindi pa. In fact nga eh. Parang, noon, last time, mga weeks ago, napanood ko kasi yung Shazam.
Oo, maganda din yun. Napanood ko.
I was just trying to... Gusto ko siya nang makipag-away sa mga Marvel fans kasi he's the real Captain Marvel, the joke. Well, technically, yes.
Pero parang ganun.
But I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ano eh, like, Shazam is just as good sa tingin ko yung pangalan, ha? Not the movie. Although, the movie is pretty inspirational and pretty good.
Yeah.
And ayun.
It's a fun movie, no?
Kaya, ano, yeah, I'm absolutely a DC person.
Mm-hmm. So, yung Shazam ba, may na-spark ba siya na, like, song idea sa'yo? Or mas na-enjoy mo lang siya as a movie lang? Hindi mo siya naisip na, uy, pwede ko rin siyang inspiration for a song in the future?
I actually had a song for that.
Ah, meron na?
Yeah, I think kinanta ko na siya last time. It's entitled A Kid's Song.
Ay, oo.
Kasi, I think the title may clue doon. Kid. Kasi si Billy Batson.
Oo nga, oo nga.
He was
tama,
a kid.
Tama.
And of course, ayun, and I'm not sure kung showing pa ba ang film, pero...
Dahil dumaan na yung Avengers, nabura silang lahat. Nag-snap lang si Thanos na wala yung ibang mga scene.
Para ano, it gives me a thought na, kasi di ba yung film, yung progression kasi noon, it has something to do with Billy Batson.
Mm-mm.
Discovering na, I mean, siya, kailangan niya i-shoulder yung responsibility na yung powers na binigay ni the original Shazam sa kanya, the wizard.
Uh-uh.
Tapos, nakikita talaga yung progression niya from a kid who has so much power pero na-underestimate niya because he'd rather have fun than actually see the reality in the responsibility dun sa power na hinawakan niya. You get the Uncle Ben old saying, like, you have so much power, you need to be responsible for it. Sinabi na exactly, pero it's kind of like that. Tapos ano, it's also a reminder in sa atin na now we may have responsibilities then, likewise. We absolutely have responsibilities, pero at the same time, at the end of the day, you are still young eh. You still so much to growth is never out of the ano eh, out of the question.
Just continue to grow kahit na matanda ka na. Supposedly, dapat you still grow, no? Pero
pwede ka namang
hindi siya applicable sa lahat.
Pwede ka namang 50 years old eh, pero syempre, you still think, you think like a 50-year-old, given na yun. Pero I'm talking about the heart of a kid here.
Na you continue to still learn, still
yes,
like see perspectives of other people, di ba? Growing.
Ganun. Kaya yun. Yun yung a kid song.
Ang naalala ko na ngayon. So tatlo na nga pala yun. Okay. So sa ating pagbabalik mamaya after the break, tungo naman tayo sa mga activities ni CD in terms of the music scene, kasi I think napupunta ko sa mga open mics, sa mga collectives. Tama ba? Tama ba yung term ko?
Yeah.
Basta mga events, mga ganyan.
Yes.
Open mics and stuff. So sa pagbabalik yan ng DGP Soundtrip.
I've been trying to...
Tinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan, Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao, buong mundo kasali ka. Dito rinig boses ng masa, magkakaiba ngunit isa, ate, kuya at mga peps, bata, matanda, kasali ka. Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Bayan, lakas ng sama-samang paghakbang, ikaw at ako, kasali tayo.
Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Your daily alternative music fix. DZUP Soundtrip.
Yun, kayo nakikinig ba rin sa DZUP Soundtrip? Kasama ko si Mark at si CD Pascual. Ayan, so for today, live muli tayo. Napapakinggan natin mga awitin at mga kwento ni CD. At mapapanood nyo rin kami sa Facebook Live, facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. At nakatag na rin si CD sa kanyang bago Facebook page sa CDP. Diba? So, gano'ng katagal na yung page na yun, man? Bago lang mo siya?
Literally, days old.
Ah, days old pa lang.
So, it just came out of the womb.
Kakaire mo pa lang sa akin.
Yes.
So yun, follow him doon sa page na yun. And yun, follow him sa kanyang mga gigs din. So kanina nga, nasabi na natin na tungo tayo doon sa yung experiences ng paghahanap ng mga open mics, mga gigs to perform at. Tapos nabanggit mo na kanina nung nag-break tayo na sa Jess and Pats, madalas ka doon. So what did you like about Jess and Pats na kumbaga pabalik-balik ka dun as a gig place.
Other than the fact na I'll only live in Cruz Naligas.
So walking distance lang siya.
Walking distance siya. And siguro hindi ako tumataba because I just walk. Tapos, ano, yeah, the distance is obvious. Another thing is yung the simple fact na hindi elevated yung stage.
So floor level lang siya.
And all in all, the ambience na wala namang mali sa if you wanna bring the house down, if you wanna fall flat on your face, it doesn't matter. At least doon nalaman ko na this is who I am. Wala, this is who I am, so I might as well, you wanna see more of me. So, ayun, I feel the freedom, I feel loosened up.
So no pressure of like performing masyado.
More at saka, like, ano,
feel it talaga.
At saka, overall, it's also a, ano, it's also a thought na I want it eh. Na I want it na. I also go to other places. I just making sure na my art, my songs are being spread out. Yeah. I don't mind kung magaling siya, nasa control ko na yun.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, ako lang naman siguro makakaintindi kung perfect siya o hindi.
Basta so
the point is this is how I wanna sing it.
So yung sa mga na-perform mo na, no? Yung the previous songs, meron bang mga certain songs na mas nakaka-react yung mga tao pag bine-perform mo siya?
Like the last one na pinerform ko, Speed Limit.
Speed Limit.
Ano, yung ano yung Marahuyo, that's a mental health event. And
so sa Justin Pats din siya ginawa ba?
Hindi. Malayo siya, malayo. It's right there dun sa Manila. Alam mo yung Young Women's Christian Association?
Nope. Not really.
Sige,
sa Manila, which is far na.
Yeah.
Oh, sa QC.
Sa may United Nations Avenue siya.
Ah, okay.
Tapos ano, because it's a mental health event, given na yung, basically, Speed Limit is my OG mental health song. Kasi yung metaphor ko kasi doon is, yung nakikita mo sa paligid mo, yung naramdaman mo, yan yung buhay mo, yung physical health mo, yun yung sasakyan mo kuno, ganun. Pero yung nagmamaneho sa sasakyan mo, that's the other side of your health, your mental health. Tapos, yun na naman. Other than Speed Limit, pwede natin sabihin yung ibang kanta na ipaperform ko mamaya. Yung The Cape. The Cape, may certain line na tumatatak sa iba. And I think that gives me a feeling beyond fulfillment. I think, na-guess na din yung point.
Yeah, I think that's the goal din minsan talaga nung mga artists din, to connect with people, diba? And kung meron silang ganung klaseng reaction to it, not necessarily siguro yung sa specific na message mo, but it struck a chord with them, diba? It makes it all worth it talaga. Ano?
Yes.
Ayun. So sa ating sa pagano mo, no, sa magtutugtog mo din, syempre meron kang mga nakakasabay din ng mga ibang mga artist. So meron ka bang particular artist na na-discover mo sa isang open mic event na doon mo siya discover and then nagustuhan mo na 'yung music niya from then?
Nagustuhan mo na 'yung music niya from then?
Uh-huh.
I think marami.
Meron ba mga tumatatak sa kanila na like una mo nang isip?
Tumatatak sa kanila.
For example, sino yung una mo naisip nung nabanggit ko yun?
How do I explain this? Ang dami kasi eh. Like, a myriad. A lot of them. Pwede natin isipin ano. Some people sing song, yung mga songs nila ay parang you get it na first thing I wake up, I don't even have to spit it out of my mouth. Mm. Pero it's like I'm singing it.
Mm.
It's like I'm singing it. Uh-huh. And besides, yung philosophy ko kasi as a performer, I have my own philosophy of performing.
Which is?
Like, theoretically,
okay.
I never performed more than once. In fact, even sa mga random times, I am still performing. I think I'm still performing. Ito yung pinabagida ko na, ano, na, kunwari, I don't believe in a good song or a bad song.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense na when someone shares a song, finished or not finished, ano?
Yun na siya.
Ito yung perspective niya eh.
Mm-hmm.
Na nasa kanya yun if he or she wants to polish it or to improve it. I can only speak what I wanna say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that rhymes. At the end of the day, yun ang kanyang ano eh. That's, yun yung mga pinagdaanan mo eh. When I think of a songwriter, hindi lang kasi siya nagsishare lang ng kanta lang.
Mm-hmm.
Pati yung kwento given yun eh. Essentially, kwento in-impart niya rin ano yung mga pinagdadaanan niya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ayun, I think that in itself is fulfilling. Sa perspective ko.
Okay. Alright. So, sa next song mo, mag-a-apply din ba yung ganung klase ng, kumbaga, technical point of view sa pagpe-perform mo? Like, yung mindset mo sa pagperform mo right now, is it applicable din sa mong sinabi mo?
Siguro. Besides my, anyway, yung my next song, by the way, is Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
Narinig nyo na siguro to last time. I think narinig nyo na siguro to last time, last year, yeah. Obviously, last time was last year. So, Olympia yung title. Ito yung sinabi ko na song na ano na, na dinedicate ko siya sa tita ko.
Mm-hmm.
Who passed away before I was born. Tapos ano, at saka fittingly, first time ko siyang pinerform was nung Halalan.
Mm-hmm.
First time ko talaga siyang introduce sa crowd was in Halalan kasi I felt the song is really relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi she's an activist to begin with. Well, at least ayon sa mga narinig ko, hindi ko naman siya nakita eh. She was an activist and I know for sure activism must be some sort of a word na, let's just say we need it, especially in these times.
Mm-hmm.
Na we can't just afford to think everything is fine eh.
Yeah, we gotta do something.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And yung Olympia, I love to give it, ano, it's a reference sa isang controversial painting. It's a controversial painting. Tapos the people in France want to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi daw it promotes something controversial. And I just look at it as a woman that you just might have met around.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner. Tapos ginawa lang siya ng painting. Yun yung kanyang itsura. Yun yung kanyang ano magawa niya doon. Hindi naman parang she doesn't fit that objectified concept of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives me a thought na yun na yun. Na kung sino siya, that's, I think, beauty in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's more than just against objectification yung song. It's really about empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Na kung ano yung stand mo, I think we're in the same boat na we want the world to get better and mm-hmm. get better. After all, growth nga is not out of my option eh.
Mm-hmm.
Out of my options. So, ang masabi ko lang is, yun nga, yung message dun sa kanta na to na keep faith alive.
Yeah. And, so, yeah. Exercise your right to vote sa Monday na May 13. Sa mga registered voters, go out and vote. So here is CD Pascual with Olympia.
Thank you.
bus stop. She refuses to give up. The music was never the same ever since Joan came. Oh my Diana, I'm telling you this, please let me be your steam in a broken world full of horrors. Nothing can stop you from doing so much more, from pumping the heart of her home, being the driving force. Forget everything, no more lies, tell me the truth, show me your nature, don't disguise. You are everything you see yourself to be, and that's what makes you complete. Oh, keep faith alive, continue the fight. I'll be by your side. Let's stand up for what is right. Athena must be proud when Marie and Faye step into the limelight. Blazing trails, breaking barriers, being stars in the night. Did they get a good shot in the head and they say, hope is dead. She didn't care, she was brave, she would live anyway, anyway. She paved the way, she paved the way, she sees the day. Oh, keep her alive, continue the fight. I'll be by your side, let's stand up for what is right. To the hungry visionary, I hope you're hearing this. Persevere, have some grit, believe. Aphrodite will be happy to see the beauty in your bravery. Please come home, I wanna go home. Keep fed alive, continue the fight. Keep fed alive, continue the fight. Keep fed alive, keep fed alive, keep fed alive. Oh, keep fed alive, continue the fight. Oh,
a news article is now published, but is it real, fake, or satirical? Here are some things to consider. Consider the headline. Does it use excessive punctuation? Is the headline trying to invoke a reaction? Consider the source of the information. Is it a well-known source? Are the images used authentic or taken out of context? Whenever you see examples of misinformation, debunk them. Remember, accuracy matters.
The truth matters. A message from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Makisaya sa isang gabi ng sining at musika para sa pagkakapantay-pantay. Hatid ng UP Babaylan ang Things Left Unspoken. Be free, be queer ngayong May 17, 7-10 p.m. sa The Chamber Maginhawa. Isa itong benefit concert at art gallery para sa International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia at Biphobia 2019. 150 pesos ang isang ticket. Para sa ibang detalye, mag-message sa 0917-924-4989. Hindi na tayo mananahimik. Oras na para pag-usapan ito. Things Left Unspoken. Be free, be queer. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Babaylan sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Sakit ang pusan ko, Mama. Ang sakit na po ng buong katawan ko.
Gano'ng katagal na bang hindi lumalabas, Anya?
Mag-iisang buwan na po.
Pasensya ka na, anak, ha? Naghahanap pa si Mama ng mabibilhan sa ibang bansa. Kaunting tiis pa, anak.
Si Anya ay may polycystic ovary syndrome kung saan siya'y may hormonal imbalance at isa sa mga lunas nito ay ang paggamit ng birth control pills. Make contraceptives accessible for Filipino women. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
DZUP Soundtrip.
So sa for this next song, I just wrote this after ng college. I think I wrote this around September. It's entitled Fujita Scale. Kaya bakit Fujita Scale yung title? It's just my metaphor sa lahat ng mga ipo-ipo kuno na dumaan sa buhay ko. Like ipo-ipo because at first you will have that feeling na napapalipad ka. It's the best feeling in the world. Pero at the same time, ipo-ipo rin because pag wala na yung ipo-ipo na yon, bagsak ka. Maraming masisira. And ayun, maraming masasayang. And you might as well have to repair whatever has been damaged sa'yo. You might as well have to learn next time when new tornadoes arrive, mas matatag ka na. And I'll just present something that's what I think is real. I just want to say something na yung hindi masyado sinasabi, but when you hear some, pero ako, when I hear these things, it just makes love more worthwhile. So once again, the title of this song is Fujita Scale. So yun, let's go. Pressure's getting low, the meteorologist cries for safety. There's nothing else to know. As I look around, the trees are doing the cha-cha around me. The nimbus clouds are playing their own symphony. Oh, my life's losing its monotony, the tune's slowly changing. And the wind vanes are getting crazy. Oh brain, could you keep doing the zany? In my world so dark and silent, a random smile brings a bolt of lightning. Oh heart, you can save some energy. One hello, you can hear a thunder all the way from my arterials. My doubts say, please stop, and my hopes reply, turn it up, take my breath away, turn it up, take my breath away. My doubts say, forget about it. And my hopes reply, love will hurt, but don't you ever give it all up. It'll be worth the risk. You just blew me away. Away. 200 miles per hour. You could lose your life if it means tearing down what's inside. It's alright.
It might be the risk that I need. It devastates that I may be forced to evacuate. But the only thing that I care is to have you. And I don't need a mask, a helmet or an armor to wear. My doubts say, please stop. And my hopes reply, turn it up. Take my breath away. Turn it up, take my breath away. My doubts say, forget about it. And my hopes reply, love will hurt, don't you ever give it all up. Just blew me away. Away, 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 away. Are a living proof of a storm that can bring the only sunshine. I've been down too many times that I spent most of my life getting back up, making the most of what's left of me. Love isn't something you find, you create. Believe in it. It's the home you built to get through life. And I share you this home. I share you this home. I share you this home.
That was Vegeta Scale, may CD Pascual, at napaka-interesting nung paggamit nung hangin na blowing into the microphone. So, sinasadya po yun, mga ano, kasali natin na nakikinig, no? Kung napapakinggan at napapanood din tayo sa Facebook Live natin, so nakita nyo na talagang intentional yung pag-blow into the mic. So, how did you come up with that idea na, yes, Vegeta Scale is a scale ng mga ipo-ipo, tapos nag-blow through the mic, how did you come up with that?
Okay. May napansin kayong line doon sa kanta na parang it sounded a bit harsh. Pero hindi ko nang sinasadya na harsh siya kasi I'm just speaking in behalf of whatever I've observed, yung love isn't something you find.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sige, if you want to say na nakita mo siya, then go ahead. Wala naman mali doon. It's just that in my perspective, baka na, di ba nahanap mo muna ang sarili mo bago siya naging produkto lang siya ng iyong paghanap sa sarili?
Okay.
So, parang ganun. So, technically, you found yourself first before nahanap mo siya, kuno, ganun.
Pwede. You can look at it like that.
That's just my disclaimer. Ito yung aking observation. Sinulat ko kasi ang Fujita Scale as my observation sa lahat ng mga, sa tingin ko, mga relationships na nagtagal talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo talaga matibay ito eh. Kaya yung metaphor na nag-blow ako,
mm-hmm,
I was just trying to play the role of God.
Mm-hmm.
Na para napaka-peaceful naman ang kanilang ano. Pero gusto ko talaga malaman ganun pa talaga katibay ito. It's like a test.
Okay.
Na ano na malaman mo talagang pag-ibig to eh kapag they're willing to get through
mm-hmm
to get through something.
Yeah. So yeah. So is its purpose ba is to jolt people listening, or it's just metaphorically na ikaw yung gumagawa nung strong wind kaya you blew into the microphone.
Oh, wait, ano yung jawing sa ano?
Jarring, as in nakakagulat siya. Kasi kung sa technical side ng mga ano, 'di ba, sa pagkanta, it's considered as noise, 'di ba?
Yes.
Pero
absolutely.
It's incorporated siya dun sa kanta.
Absolutely.
So yun sadya talaga siya.
So yeah, sinadya ko talaga siya. But at the same time, well, it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is na you don't just get into something eh. You have to own it. You have to be responsible sa pinasukan mo.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be ready for everything eh. It's basically sa napapansin ko sa I don't know, sa mga natural calamities.
Mm-hmm.
When storms arrive, I mean, kapag nasalanda kayo, that's totally unfortunate. Pero it's another thing na how are you going to get to a point where you can withstand the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Now you really have to be firm and be ready enough. Yep. Kasi doon talaga makikita kung sino. I think doon makikita kung sino ka talaga eh.
Mm-hmm. Na medyo applicable ngayon kasi medyo umuulan-ulan din pag gabi. Medyo nagbabaha na at certain parts of the metro. So, ingat-ingat.
So, masabi ko lang sa mga singles dyan, stay safe and dry.
Yeah, and find yourself daw. So, ayun. Maraming salamat, CD Pascual, sa pagsama sa amin muli dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. It's been a year and you're back here. Sana mapadalas pa yan. Ano, so, meron ka bang mga upcoming mga gigs kung gusto mong pumunta yung ating mga listeners?
Ano, I don't know the exact events, pero you can, but I'll be posting it sa aking page. Mm-hmm. It's CDP, as in CD, pero P yung initial lang na Pascual, P dot.
So CD spelled as SEEDY.
Yes, P. And P. Yung the thing about sa CD kasi, parang, my real name is CD, as in yung nakita nyo noon na CD.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. It's just that yung CD kasi parang it was some sort of a glitch from Facebook no, na hindi pwede yung capital letters. So sige, I went with CD yung word talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Parang mukhang decent kuno daw yung pangalan ko, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
But ayun, people grew on that spelling.
Uh-huh.
At ako, it's only a matter of time and I might as well have to own it.
Yeah.
So ayun, yung parang yun naging stage name ko na lang, CD. Mm-hmm. So, CD talaga. Gagawa sana ako ng page ng CD lang, pero na-realize ko pala marami pala mga CD na pages. And they all have something to do with a lot of them have something to do with music.
Okay.
So, naisip ko na lang yung pangalan ko, CDP. And, ayun, may term pa talaga sa librarianship na CDP.
Mm-hmm. Ano so, sabihin nun sa...
Collection Development Policy.
Ah, okay.
So naisip ko, sakto na naman din. Win-win. It's a win-win situation.
It's very you. The name is very you.
At saka yun nga pala, once again, I'll be posting kung saan naman ako for the next for the next weeks as I go on with my journey.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt on DZUP, it's gonna be part of one of those options.
All right.
Na sometime soon na babalik ako.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt around QC, around Manila. Just keep in touch sa CDP.
Alright. So, mahanap din niyo din yung link niyan dun sa ating Facebook Live ngayon sa DZUP Online. Well, DZUP 1602 AM sa Facebook. Ayan. So, muli. Thank you again, CD. So, you have our last song for today. Ano yung performing?
Ang pamagat nito ay Earhart. Bago ko lang siya ginawa din. I mean, post, if bago means post-college.
Mm-hmm.
So, post-grad. So, ayun. Although, hindi pa ako nagma-masters.
pero after the graduation.
Yes. Okay. Sometime later pa.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, once again, pamagat na aking huling kanta ay Earhart. As in, apelyido siya ni... As in, Amelia Earhart. Yun.
Uh-huh.
And in case niya lang siya kilala, na isa siyang pilot the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. Doon siya talaga, yun yung talaga yung kanyang biggest achievement.
Yes.
It would have been flying across the world, around the world. It would have been that.
Mm-hmm.
Kaso yun nangyari kasi doon, well, she disappeared somewhere in the, somewhere near Papua New Guinea, I don't know. Basta sa Pacific. So yun, it was sad. But someone actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone actually did it. Obviously, it's a woman. Someone actually did it in the 90s. Tapos sabi niya, I dedicate this to Amelia Earhart. But, pero yun nga, I mean, when I think about it, we don't remember Amelia Earhart for the fact na, na she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We remember for what she did. That that inspired women. Ay, kaya naman pala.
Mm-hmm.
And saka bakit Earhart ang pamanggat? Well, it has nothing to do with her, Amelia Earhart.
Nagkataon naman.
Nagkataon lang. It's actually a metaphor of a memory.
Mm-hmm.
About someone, yung mga alaala mo na kasama mo siya, tapos yung mga ginawa niya sobrang memorable sa'yo na yun nga, it will never be forgotten. Mm-hmm. Na it will never be forgotten. It wouldn't matter to you kung makikita mo na ba siya ulit. At least physically, or not physically. Tapos saktong-sakto pa talaga. Nung college ako, before ako graduate sa LIS, dati kasi akong comsci.
Mm-hmm.
As in, dati ako from College of Engineering. Tapos, one thing that na natutunan ko doon sa times ko sa comsci is, there's no such thing as delete in a way. Kasi, yung ginagawa kasi dyan is, hinihimay ng computer ang file na yun to the point na hindi mo na siya mababasa. So, parang wala na rin siya doon. But really, mm-hmm. it's always been there. It just becomes one with the hard drive.
Mm, yeah.
In a way, parang ganun. Parang iniisip ko rin, you never waste something. It's always been there. But I just, that's just how I see moving on eh.
Mm-mm.
Parang, you don't move on when you forget.
Okay. Parang, nagbago lang siya ng forma.
Yes. Then you just moved forward.
Okay.
You just move forward, but the memory has always been there. Ayan na naman. So, right. So ayan, let's go. The title of this song is Earhart. Okay, let's go. Oh, wait. Wrong fret. Sorry.
Alright, muli. Maraming salamat sa'yo, CD. So, habang nag-ayos ka dyan, papasalamat ako sa'yo. Okay. CD Pascal with Earhart.
Girl next door is no different from a champion in the folklore. Only God knows how far can you go. Air and water, cosmos, consider me your cheerleader. It's more than your face and your innocence. It's beyond the cape. You're not even trying to disappear. You can go as far as you like. Go wherever your faith takes you. You have always been here in my heart. Your heart. Brimming with dreams larger than life. You were always beautiful with bravery in your eyes. Earhart, that's who you are. You've shown the world what hope is about. Nobody knows about the courage it costs to open doors and make it so far. You're not even trying to disappear.
go as far as you like. Go wherever your faith takes you. You have always been here in my heart. Your heart in my heart, in my heart. Is aviation, then the bed is the runway. But reality is the only sky that I fly my mind for. You're now in my history, and the memory will live, it will live. You will always live in my heart, your heart. Go wherever your faith takes you. You have always been here. You've always been here. You've always been here. You've always been here.
Thank you.